Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
So our coffee mugs, if you are drinking them, this is the hand I use when I'm drinking a coffee. And I'm looking at the Mike O'Mara logo every time. But
which is weird because you are left-handed. I had mine yesterday.
I am left-handed.
It's in the dishwasher. So could you drink left-handed?
And, well, I can, obviously, with this. If I want to play to the camera with our TMOS coffee mugs, a few of which are still available, I believe.
Yes.
And the reason I thought about it, we had Josh's brother on the show yesterday, and he was drinking out of a green one that looked eerily similar to this one. And I noticed that. I don't know if I mentioned it during the
that
time.
Was
I
a, probably didn't. It was a Joe Rogan mug, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I think he had.
He's, Joe has 300 million more mugs than we do.
That's right. And they come in sets of 80.
They do. Welcome. Glad to be here on a very scary day here in Southwest Florida.
How is your mind? What is your mindset? Because, I mean, your top news all across the country. And
mindset is intense uncertainty. That's how I would describe what it is. Now, there are so many factors at play when you live in a zone like I do. The cone of uncertainty, as they like to call it, has pretty consistently put my area on the southern part of this this cone. So when these hurricanes wobble, which they do occasionally, we pay very close attention. And there are, once again, as I've said through every storm I've been in down here, there are meteorologists who I really enjoy because of the competence. Mac DeWitt is one of them here on the local station. There's a young lady, and I'm going to give her credit because she did a really, really nice job.
Is this the one you gave a message to?
Yeah, and I want to make, because she's come, but they've kind of pushed her aside now because she's young, and they brought in the experienced gun. No, there are plenty of women, Rob. So there's no misogyny down here at all because they're a very equal opportunity.
I don't understand why they keep holding her down, pushing her down when it's her moment to shine.
I think she's brand new. I think that's what it is. Let me see. I'm just
is she like
down
a niece
here
of somebody at the station? Just trying to figure out the situation.
No, I think when it's an intense situation like this, people want to turn on the TV with the guy they recognize, the guy they trust,
recognize
that they've been through multiple times with this.
I don't know. If you've ever seen the 1930s
movie? Jesslyn Ferenz is the name of the meteorologist.
Jesslyn
Ferenz.
How do you spell Jesslyn?
Jesslyn, what?
How do you spell Jesslyn? That's not a common name.
J-E-S-S-Y-L-Y-N.
Okay,
Jesslyn.
Very good, Jesslyn.
And she's, but getting back to the whole meteorologist thing, some of these people just can't control themselves. That's how I describe.
Do you think they got into meteorology for the wrong reasons?
No, but here's the thing: you can alert us,
right,
and let us know worst case scenarios. How about you make it clear that you're doing that? Like they did on one of the other stations.
Give an example of what
Josh asked. What we're and you asked what we're going through here. I know it's going to be a very difficult storm. I know that this is going to be the first storm that we've really ridden out here. We are outside. I mean, an inch outside of the evacuation zone.
That's what it looked like on the Today Show today when I was trying to place where you were as opposed to all the colors. You're on the very edge of it, right?
Yeah, based on the evacuation zone and based on Hurricane Ian, where we didn't get a storm surge water up here, we are hunkering down. We are looking at the wind field, too, and making a call today as to whether or not we put up hurricane shutters. With the probably decision going to be made shortly after the show. So that'll be a whole day of doing that. It's the old fashioned kind that you have to kind of screw onto the wall.
It's an easy job. It's just
It's really easy. It's really an easy job.
It is so miserable. You've got almost as many hurricane shutters as you do pipe and drape.
It's
so there's a lot of them.
We got to bring those in.
What if you set up the pipe and drape like as a perimeter around your house? Would that protect
Carla
your house?
Carla said right before the storm arrived, we should bring them out into the street and just roll them.
Yeah, just set up some sails.
No, just roll them out on the street so they'll act as like shredders when the wind kicks up.
Yeah, or attach the drapes and you'll get some nice distance.
Or what if you set up a square?
If you put two pipes up with a drape in between, man, that would fly. That would fly.
You can turn anything into a sailboat.
Well, what if you just made like just a square and put a sign on it that said shelter?
Shelter.
And maybe people could
shelter
come in and
place.
Just hang in there. Yeah.
Give you an update on our area, we're in the cone. It went down from a 5 to a 4, which is good news.
Right.
Anytime any little info like that is great. But yesterday, there's one thing that hasn't really changed down here, and it's what kills people, and that is the storm surge.
Right.
And for our friends in the Sanibel area, a lot of them are gone. They have to be out by, I think it's, I want to say, this afternoon. They have to be off the island.
We've all seen the traffic delays. What if they're like trying to get off the island by?
They are already gone. Our friends are already gone. We're not sure about some of our other friends that are there. There are a lot of kids that my son goes to school with that live in that area. That's where his school is down there, and fortunately, at a higher level. But I think his school is in the floodplain. So we think about that. It is.
Are you considering evacuating?
I'm trying to fake it right now.
You're doing great.
It's kind of goofy. Yes, Josh, you were going to
say
something.
Are you considering evacuating?
Yes.
Or have you decided you're bunkering down?
Based on the traffic, we are probably going to bunker down because it is just to get out there without a hotel room. I made a reservation yesterday and I backed out of it, decided that we would hang in.
And it's a tough decision about where to go because this storm is impacting so much of the state.
Because of the wet.
Plenty of room in Leesburg, Mike. You're always welcome.
Well, we were looking at Georgia. We might go up.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, back and forth, just watching.
What if your family, Mike, and your family, Josh? What if you just all landed at Katie's house in Savannah? Just showed up.
No, I wouldn't want to be in Savannah either. To be honest,
bad as well. Yeah,
It's the uncertain world that we live in. For those of you that have been in this, and I know there are people that are going to go, "That's all he ever talks about, hurricane." I'm sorry, this is my life, and this is impacting my life. So yesterday. The one guarantee, as I mentioned before, is storm surge down near the coast, where my wife's business is located. And we were the O'Mara Moving and Storage Company yesterday, and we got it done. We got the box truck in the morning.
Your myriad of jobs, Mike.
Yes.
And your myriad of jobs. I know you've painted. You've picked tobacco. You were a tomato. Have you ever moved furniture for a living?
For a living, have I?
I mean, have you ever had it as a job?
I did it. I think for a short period one summer. I think I worked at a lawn and patio furniture store.
Because
I did that for a brief time. Hated every minute of it.
Two and a half years, I delivered furniture for my grandfather. And
that was College Hunks Moving Junks, right?
That's right. That was a different website, different junk.
Rob's was Dork Moving and Storage.
Now that's, you know what? That's unfair. We did a great job. And as
a
matter of fact,
it's a tough time. It's a brutal layoff.
I understand. It's a brutal layoff. But
it is. Yes,
how are you as far as packing a box truck? It's one of the skills I have. And it's weird.
The number of things, we got a 15-foot box truck, and Carla's got a small space down near the water, down near Sanibel, actually. And it was amazing to be in there. We got there. There were three or four box trucks in the parking lot. And there's a
were they filled with snipers or what
no,
was going on?
There was a Hispanic gentleman. The reality when you see this up close, it's a guy that had a food truck, and he finally decided to pull the plug and rent the space next to Carla's. And he has been, over the last 2.5-3 months, building out a wonderful Mexican restaurant right next to her. And I looked at this guy, and Carla, you know, is mobile, believe it or not. She is mobile, although her business location is, you know, there's every chance in the world it's going to be wrecked again. Mm-hmm. But this guy, heavy equipment, I think they were getting it out of there. And it's
and
just
what a leap of faith to go from a food truck to a brick and mortar. I mean, guarantee you the food is
and
great.
And it really enhanced my wife's space. There's a courtyard next to her space down there. You don't know what's going to happen, but the storm surge has been the only real consistent where they're saying no matter what, we're going to get it, because that doesn't matter where the storm hits land. That's just going to happen. So this guy's in there and you know, came over, gave Carla a hug. At one point, I'm bringing stuff to and from our cars as well as the box truck, and I see him in the window on the phone, and we just gave each other a nod. And it breaks your heart because you realize that, you know, that's when you really look. Sometimes when you're processing somebody else as opposed to yourself, it makes you feel even worse about it. I am here to say that thank you to my son. Thank you to my mother-in-law and Carla for, we did it. We pulled it off.
You got everything out of there?
Everything
fireplace?
Except,
everything?
Everything except the washer and dryer, which we made a conscious decision to leave there because it just was a little too big to fit into the truck when we got
it. And
it
was
done.
Also, it was in a cycle. You didn't want to interrupt the drying.
Was there any thought of setting up the box truck as her office so she could work out of the back of it?
See, that's
a
great idea.
No, not that big a truck. And two things, the expense of holding onto the box truck and when we grabbed a bite after that, the restaurant in her shopping center was still open.
Great.
And we walked down there to get a cheeseburger. And we looked at I looked at Carla at that moment and I said, honey, listen to me, that, you know, now we've got that truck loaded. But, you know, a box truck is a sale. And it's going to, you know, just leaving it in the box truck is not going to work. We brought it back. And yesterday afternoon, we unloaded the entire box truck, including, I would estimate this thing weighs about 300 pounds, her specialty bed that she gives her face washing on. And thank goodness we had two guys come by at that moment to get it on the dolly and wheel it up there. And
did you have a ramp for the truck? Or was
we had
a
ramp for the truck. Okay. Thank God. We had a ramp that worked out. And we had two, my next door neighbor, George, with my son, Carla, and me. We were able to get it on the dolly on the truck and wheel it down into our garage where it sits right now. Thank
How
God
many miles do you suppose it is from Carla's workspace to your garage, portal to portal?
Oh, I want to say 10-ish.
On that 10-mile ride.
8 to 10-ish, probably.
Well, let's call it 9 then. On that 9-mile ride from the business
well,
to your home.
Yeah.
Was there any clanging or crushing or movement?
I didn't drive the truck.
Truck.
She drove the truck. I drove my car down there. The good news is that, you know, from a financial standpoint, we were able to get the box truck within the 10-hour window that we had given ourselves.
Right.
And now the box truck can go to somebody else that needs it because
true.
I will say this about my area. The last time we had a storm, we got out of Dodge, but a lot of people didn't. That's not the case this time. People are heeding the warnings. They are getting out of Southwest Florida. This thing yesterday was a Cat 5. They were talking about in the top 6 of all-time hurricane strengths. It has since gone down to a 4, so we're happy about that. And now it's cone. And the reason I brought up the broadcasters with this, there is a lady that used to work on TV up in Washington, D.C. Her name is Allison Ray. Do you remember that name, Rob Spiewak?
I do. She's blonde, right?
Is that she's, yeah. And she has come down here, and it's the demeanor, all right? I've talked about that before. You can give information without going into that panic. And I think that a lot of these people might live in coastal areas down here, and they seem to manifest that when they're talking. It just was, there was one station that I was watching, the NBC affiliate, that made my stomach tighten up. Made me feel like I wanted to be sick. And then another station that I'm watching that was just facts, 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 updated facts, updated facts. I don't need people sitting around an anchor desk speculating at this point or talking about every worst case scenario. What you want to do is give me facts and say we are planning for the worst case scenario, but here's what the facts really are.
On the bright
side, I don't understand how they do it. Yeah.
On anchor people that sit at desks, news readers are statistically the smartest people in our population.
Sure, you should let them speculate.
I'm sure they are.
Just spilled my
coffee. I was going to say, get any on you?
God, you know, Carla.
Mike, we're
supposed to be over here.
We have tape of Carla returning the box truck.
There it is. There it is. Jesus. Crazy times. So, but
so
it's
nothing looked damaged when you offloaded
a physical experience of watching two different broadcasts.
Yeah.
Literally a physical feeling. Josh, I'm sure you've related to this, where you look at the one guy that's like, doom, gloom, doom, death, destruction, doom, a wall of water right out of Independence Day that's going to come and get everybody.
Josh is used to it because it's like if he accidentally watches CNN after he watches his station.
Right.
It's very different.
Yes.
I've got CNN
yes.
on all the time. I'm good.
Okay, it's just checking.
CNN is a hype machine. They like to do it. They like to do it that way. Well, they really do. Chad Myers. You know, give me a break.
Well, for me, it's more of Morning Joe telling me there's a civil war coming.
Oh,
which is also bad.
Getting ready.
No, yeah, don't make it political.
Bad. It's all right. We don't even get. We got enough.
Only if your people lose.
We're all on the same page.
Talk
for,
about a shallow
for this
pool.
Hurricane.
What?
So yeah. But what's worse than the meteorologists is the people online. In the home, in the HOA Facebook groups.
Oh, with all due respect, we have Mike's weather page, right?
Yeah.
There are lots of Mike's weather pages out there. And there are a couple of guys with Mike's weather page that make it sound like Armageddon. Who is that? Is that
That's
Chad
Myers?
That's Chad. Look at that picture. Look at that disco shirt he's got
that
on
guy.
There. That's a young picture of him. That picture was 1985, if it was a day. If it was a day old. Go ahead.
My daughter goes to school at UCF, University of Central Florida, in Orlando.
Yes.
And I'm in a parents' Facebook group. And what I am learning there is all the people from out of town who are freaking out and out of the state because they are relating to Hurricane Helene.
They want to stay connected,
they
right?
see that flooding. They think that's what's going to happen here. Yeah. They're in panic mode.
First of all, you're in the state of Florida. You're not going to get the kind of flooding that happened in the Carolinas because Florida is flat. It's the same reason you get storm surge. If you're at the coast with storm surge, you got to get out of there because they are talking about a potential of 9 feet of storm surge. So, with that said, I did find it informative, but it still was stupid. And this morning, the anchors on the nervous station. I get you've got the nervous station and you've got the information station. And
WNRV.
I'll give them a plug. The information station is Wink News. The nervous station has combined the NBC people and the ABC people take on the CBS person. That's it. So the nervous people were on with all of the meteorologists coming out onto the set with sticks. One pole, I should say poles. One is labeled 3 feet. One is labeled 6 feet.
It's
and
like
one
the blizzard.
Is labeled 9 feet.
I want to ask you a question because you saw it and I didn't. The 3 foot pole, is it shorter than the 6 foot pole?
So what they do, Rob?
Yes.
First of all, I said, and I'm watching this
of course.
With a critical eye because the people at the information station, in their wisdom, have made a mistake. They have gone to what is arguably the worst nationwide morning show in morning television, the CBS morning show.
Is that absolute, still on?
The absolute worst.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, well, I have no use for that. That's not going to help me at all.
Well,
so I go
hear
back.
That CBS is going to cancel it because of the whole 60 Minutes thing. They canceled 60 Minutes, and now they're really gutting the news department.
You can't go a day without saying that. That's
so
they're
going to cancel. They're going to cancel the CBS morning show, and they're bringing back Captain
Rob.
Kangaroo.
I thought you said it was canceled a month ago.
What? No, actually, the CBS morning show is about to be canceled.
What about 60 Minutes?
60 Minutes was canceled a month and a half ago. Come on.
I believe it's part of Project 2025.
It is, as a matter of fact. And Scott Pelley is a big part of Project 2025.
So they bring the sticks out. Yes. 3-foot stick, 6-foot stick, 9-foot. I'm thinking they're holding these sticks and they're going to go, this is what a 3 feet is.
Right.
This is what a 6 feet is. This is what a 9. No, they stack them. So they're Legos, and they put them together. So they take the 3 feet.
So they've got an 18-foot pole now?
Right. No. They have three poles, 1 3 feet, 1 6 feet. One is three. They put the 3 feet, they put 2 3-footers up, and they're essentially 3 3-footers. And they all have the same size.
All right.
And the one person knows that, well, I've got the 9. I'm going to go last, because I've got the last 3-footer that says 9 on it. So that's how they do it. And
there was a lack of rehearsal, are you saying? It wasn't as smooth as
they
it should
have been? Right. They got the order right.
Mm-hmm.
But it was really interesting when the first...
Then did they forget why they had the poles after they figured out how they got them together? They
did that part okay.
Yeah.
But what was interesting is the little meteorologist, the young one, when he put the 3-foot tall and it was towering over him.
Do you remember, remember that? It was a little golden book for children.
The 6-footer was.
It was
the 6-footer was at least 5 inches over his head when he put it up there. And they, by the way, we have 3 meteorologists there, including Allison, who could play on a WNBA team.
They should stack them up instead of the
She was the tallest one there. So she put the 9-footer up to show you high that water is.
Could we stack the meteorologists up and put a huge overcoat on them and a mustache, and they'd be like the real tall guy in the Little Rascals that had
exactly
to get into the meteorology place?
Carla Nancy Becker is calling. Please get in contact with her. She is a lifeline for us with storm surge and generator power. Sorry, got to make all your plans here.
Is she of the Beckers that owned the luggage shop in the mall?
You met her, Rob. You met
I
her.
I know. She was in New Orleans, yes. Mike, her husband.
So anyhow, they do this little skit with the and I'm sitting there
watching
that.
Were they just plain colored poles or were they painted?
They were painted. One was red, one was green, one was yellow.
It reminds me of the kids at like a football game that hold up all the letters and they hope they get them in the right order.
They hope they get them in the right sync with that. So it was just I don't have options, and I'm not watching the Fox because the Fox is the little engine that could, you know, with the people that are 12 that have just been hired there, or the retreads, the lady that's made it through all three other stations.
You know? Other hurricanes,
NBC,
too.
CBS, and ABC. She's finally on the Fox affiliate.
And that's also where eventually Leon Harris will land.
That's where
they go to die.
Just like radio broadcasters die on these enterprises, podcasts. So we care about one thing. And yes, they warn you not to marry yourself to the cone of uncertainty. I get that.
Oh, Mike, you've been married so many times, though.
With that said, hey Josh, he's in full mode, isn't he? In full shtick mode today.
You know what it is?
The bad jokes will be flying, ladies and gentlemen.
You are hypersensitive because you are
They will be flying.
No,
hold on.
Mike, you are you're in the cone, Mike, and you're upset.
All right, Rob Spiewak from the back. Okay. Okay, hold on just a second. Where is it? Oh, of course, here it is. Need to be. It's my connection. God damn it.
Mike, I'm more the same today as I've ever been. It's just, we can all say it, and it's cool. You're doing a great job, but you are keyed up because of the hurricane, and you're hypersensitive to
Rob,
the shtick.
I wonder why.
Well, I'm just explaining, Mike. That's all. Just one marriage joke does not make me out of control. Doesn't.
I think perhaps your joy.
You're feeling joy where there's no joy. This is true.
But let's play just a tiny bit of. I asked Rob Spiewak for just a tiny bit of the quiet game occasionally, you know, where a naked quip, You know, let's go 50% instead of 100%. That's all I ask. All right. How about controlling yourself to that level where I realize, and I realize beyond a shadow of a doubt, that this is still an entertainment vehicle, and I'm fine. But just maybe,
you are a blabbermouth.
Two things at play here that Rob will not tell you because he's not honest all the time with you. I'm sorry, I have to be honest with you.
That's fine.
Rob will not tell you that there is a little bit of Schadenfreude going on with him that is natural to his being. That's what it is. And the fact that, Rob, tell the truth, there's a little Schadenfreude that if I was here and,
why would
and,
I
was,
wish
and
bad
this tarping
you?
Back at me, because it's funny. Because it can be funny, it's, just like it can be funny that it's the people that run the luggage company, the Beckers, that run the luggage.
That's a little
luggage,
funny.
That's that a little
was
a, funny.
You know what that was, Mike? That was a
victimless
crime.
I'd be experiencing Schadenfreude with you. I would be making jokes if you were getting some natural disaster that was bearing down on you. I would be doing that.
I would. If there's any Schadenfreude, it's because you are so keyed up. And it makes you an entertaining broadcaster.
Wrong. Schadenfreude. I am not experiencing Schadenfreude. You are experiencing
No, I'm saying that if I have any of it,
this
that's
is the
why.
Equivalent. This is a natural disaster equivalent of someone falling down the stairs.
No, it's much different.
That's
Mike.
What it is.
It's much different.
How is
because,
it? How is it different?
Because of the size of the possible consequence. You would really have to tell me to have an evil, blackened soul if I found joy in the fact that what was entirely going on
there. There it is,
there.
Josh. There it
now, there might be facets of it that are sort of...
Yes, yes, there are.
But nothing
are.
About
Absolutely.
You in particular. No,
right.
Not you. Like, yeah. When I think of... Well, maybe the Storm Shutters.
There it is.
Maybe that.
That but, is the question. Now, I don't know. Here's the information we have to look at.
All right.
We look at a storm surge forecast. Very, very bad. We look at a rainfall forecast, not as bad as you might think because of the speed of this storm. Although the ground is saturated because we've gotten it for 3 days here. It's been
and,
on and on.
Hold it. On Matt, the, it was a clarification question, Mike. Is all.
The Mike O'Mara Show, T-M-O-S.
What is your question?
Because you are on the southern end of the evacuation cone. I know you're not going to get
I was rain. In the middle of explaining what the three tiers of this thing are, all right? And I was only at the second one, all right? The first tier is surge. The water out in the Gulf of Mexico is thrown onto the coastline. It is potentially catastrophic for one of the largest areas of Florida coastline that we will see in this state. In modern history. That's what they're telling us. We don't know for sure. The second thing is the rain that's associated with it. Not, I believe those predictions have gone down to an extent because this thing is faster moving. And thank God it has diminished in its power a little bit. All these things change, by the way. All these things. It slows down. It speeds up. And then, of course, the last thing that I worry about the most is the wind field and what the gusts would be. A shift to the south on that could be potentially, you know, devastating for a much larger area. We have seen it in past hurricanes where you've got a 30-mile-wide area that absolutely gets wrecked because they are in the hurricane wind field. That's oddly enough not as big as you might think it is. It's actually quite small relative to the entire storm. Does that make any sense?
Mm-hmm. It does, as a matter
okay,
of fact.
Okay, that's it. Now what's your question? Go
My
ahead.
Question was, I knew that you were in sort of dead eye as of this morning for wind damage and what they're concerned about.
Not really, not exactly, because now they're still saying Sarasota, Tampa, Bradenton area is where landfall would be. They're still saying that. We are in the cone, but we are in the very southern part of the
but
cone,
the sustained
which
winds.
Is which is a town called, as Jimmy Cerrito would say, Cape Coral,
right.
Which is just... And I mean just north of us a wee bit. It matters. Tens of miles matter in this type of storm.
This sustained wind, if it is, you know, extraordinary wind, like they're talking in excess of 100 miles an hour for hours at a time, are the houses down there built? And there's a certain look to the houses, say, in your neighborhood. Are they designed to withstand wind? Or are they going to be as screwed as a normal looking house?
A 100 mile an hour wind.
It's hard to read that kind of wind, I know, but I'm curious.
100 mile an hour wind will do extensive damage. Okay. Not to every house, but it will be, it depends. And, roof damage primarily is what you worry about. Sure. I think that if we can, if this thing lands, I don't know because I'm not a meteorologist, but if this thing lands a little further north, the storm surge will be still very, very bad, but the wind damage will not be as bad. But at the same time, if you want to ask me specifically what gets me wound up down here is the potential of my roof going away and not necessarily blowing off completely because it is built to code for that, where they strap them down and they're, sure. But I'm talking about all the tiles blowing off and having replace that and be in line with 7 million other people that are doing the same thing. That's
right.
Dealing
with insurance.
Yeah. That changes the world as we know it.
Main concern is wind as opposed to, say, the surge from where you live.
Yeah, 100%.
But the surge is a bigger deal, like with where Carla's business is.
That is almost a guarantee that her shopping center will be flooded.
So seriously, what we determined earlier is an 8-mile distance can be a totally different read for what damage is done, and that's
crazy. And I'm not sure if I've got that mileage right. It takes a good. Close. I'm going to say more like 12, maybe 10 to 12.
But
miles.
Still, even
and
if it's 15,
I think we're further away.
Well, and with Florida, because Florida's so flat, it's all on how they build it up. And a lot of like the newer neighborhoods, they'll build up and they'll put little seawalls. Like for me, the concern is the river overflowing because the river's right next to the neighborhood. So they'll build things there where. An older home right next to the river is in a major flood zone. I'm in the next level flood zone because they're building and they're learning how to build around this. So the flood zones kind of change based on humans.
If the river does flow out of control like that, is there any chance you'll lose your source of fresh water at the house?
The tubs, as of tomorrow morning, we will fill the tubs out. I have gotten... we've got about 10 gallons of drinking water here that we have. We've done that. I will be probably putting shutters up today, depending on what we're going to do. The shutters are my neighbor, next door neighbor, put them up in different locations of his house. Not all of them because we're so close to each other. It's kind of a tunnel effect. And the shutters primarily are for fending off debris that might come through.
Now,
so having them in the front of the house and the back of the house is the way
to
do it.
You did put them up within a year ago, right? I'm trying to think. Did you put them up for Ian? Was that when
I put them up for Ian, yeah.
Okay, so having them come up and come down in a relatively recent amount of time.
I'm texting back my friend Nancy who texted, and yes, we will take advantage of your offer. She has a generator. We do not.
Oh, very cool. But the shutters, do you suppose they'll go up easier this time because you knew what you're doing? You know what you're doing based on the most recent installation, because I know it was a hassle last time.
But hassle is it falls into the same category as moving Carla's stuff. At one point, Carl and I got into a bit of a fight because of the bed. Don't worry about it. It's 300 pounds. You know, we need a crew to move that. I said, Carla, that is a multi-$1,000 piece of equipment. It's, next to your super deluxe machine, it's the most expensive piece of equipment, and it probably would be hard to replace. And so let's get it. And we got it. We got everything out of there except for a washer dryer, and that's easily replaced.
In the time that before it replaces, do you think that fancy bed will end up in your studio for what we call the horizontal broadcast?
I'm going to be sleeping on it based on I am taping right now. We will
and
take
it's
advantage
still on
of your
the dolly
offer,
so they can
necessary.
Move them around the place, Josh.
Yeah.
Carla. Tell Becker I said hi.
What I did yesterday for storm prep is went and got my camper out of storage because it was in like a field open storage.
Yes.
And cleared out the garage, loaded that into the garage so that the
Thank
garage
you.
Will
By the way,
the
Beckers,
camper.
You know, to have somebody reach out when you're worried about that, it's just, it's cool to have good people, and that's community. I'm sorry, Josh, I interrupted you. Go ahead.
No, it's all good. I was going to say, I got the camper in, so it's protected from the wind, but also because I'm planning on losing power. And I'm like,
where do you put a camper? Where the hell do you put a camper in?
In the garage. It barely fits in the garage.
Oh, good. Okay. So it's not a massive.
I don't store it in the garage because it takes so much room up.
Do you have an industrial garage, Josh? Do you have the industrial kind of garage?
No, the camper's like 7 feet tall. It's
okay,
a small
so
guy.
It's a little. Is it a trailer camper?
It's a trailer camper.
There you go. Okay,
so I trailed it. I dragged it in. I put it in there, and I am prepared for after we lose power to roll that thing into the driveway and live out of there for a few days.
Okay.
Because
all right.
The generator can power everything in there.
That's cool. That's cool.
Does it have a stove?
It does. It has a little gas stove.
Fantastic.
Our plan will be shacking up with the Beckers if we lose power for any significant amount of time.
How far away do they live?
Five doors down.
Oh, that close. Okay. I didn't know they were that
And you'll
close.
Hear the... Okay. That's a... You know, it's funny. I'm doing this show and I'm trying not to... let my mind wildly run here because it's just I'm remembering Ian and I'm remembering the hum of the generators that we had here, and it's just weird, the reality of this so late in the season when we are normally breathing easy. And I want to say one thing: none of this will affect our trip to Las Vegas.
No.
Because it's a month away, ladies and gentlemen, and we will be coming to Las Vegas. In fact, I might be moving to Las Vegas, to be perfectly honest.
Mike, I saw on the Today Show today, Al said no storm surge.
Language is how we make our living, and nothing comes in handier than knowing a second language. So if you want to expand your horizons, you need Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone has been a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. We're talking Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, and Polish, the language of Rob's people. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways. Knowing English translation, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. Plus, an intuitive process. Pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. It's designed for long-term retention. Rosetta Stone is also an amazing value. A lifetime membership has all 25 languages for any and all trips and language needs in life. That's a lifetime access to all 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. A steal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. Our listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today and do it right now. Attention sports fans, do you love winning? Of course you do. That's why you need to check out Prize Picks, America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million members. It's super easy. Just pick more or less on 2-6 player stat projections, sit back, and watch the winnings roll in. How about a guaranteed win every week in September? Yep. Just one, yes, one, Caleb Williams passing yard gets you a win each football weekend this month. That's 4 weeks of easy W's. But don't sleep on it. This deal vanishes when September ends. But wait, there's more. Worried about injuries ruining your lineup? Relax. Prize Picks is the only real money daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy. If your player leaves the game in the first half and doesn't return, your lineup stays in play. No more stressing over those unexpected injuries. This weekend, I'm taking Derrick Henry for more than 70 rushing yards and Daniel Jones for less than 193 passing yards. Two picks I feel great about. The best part is you can win up to 100 times your money with just 4 correct picks. So what are you waiting for? Download the Prize Picks app today, use code TMOS, and get $50 instantly when you play just $5. That's right, $50 free. Just for giving it a shot. More winning, less stressing. Prize Picks is where the fun begins. With MyBookie, you're not just watching football, you're cashing in on the action. Risk-free bets, thousands in cash prizes, and epic rewards every single week. The best part is, you can bet on any game, anytime, anywhere, straight from your phone. Check out MyBookie.ag and use our code Mike O'Mara to get started. It's MyBookie's 10-year anniversary, and they're rolling out the red carpet for bettors. Bet big and bet confident with risk-free Thursdays. If your boosted bet doesn't hit, you'll get your money back. Weekly, no sweat, win-win bets all season long. For those of you who have been playing with MyBookie, they've got something for you too, a brand new loyalty rewards program. In MyBookie Plus, it's simple. The more you play, the more you earn. And as you progress through the tiers, unlock exclusive promotions, epic giveaways, and cash back in your account. Make your football season a winning season with MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, only with MyBookie. Remember, MyBookie.ag and promo code Mike O'Mara. No spaces, no apostrophe. MyBookie. Light them up!
Vegas at all. It's going None. To be unaffected.
None storm surge. we have a good show for you today. We'll have a good show for you tomorrow.
Yes.
And then, you know, after that, not sure. But that's gonna be our modus operandi, and
maybe Mike the debut of Camper Radio.
Camper Radio, and it's it is what it is. I feel for the people along the coastline, everywhere. This is huge, and
it is.
We'll keep you posted. But the yucks will continue in just a moment on the Mike O'Mara Show, and later in the show. Well, there's another crisis, and it involves food. Rob has the details
God,
on that.
This is bad.
Yeah, and it's we've got some also, don't forget, beautiful video and a little roundtable news coming up that has
nothing to do with
hurricanes because we care
right.
about you. You can eat. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, there it is.
Hey, nice time right. for tidbits.
Holiday. Hit the thingy, please. Thank you. Tony Busby. You know that name? Do you know the name Tony Busby?
I used to have a neighbor named Tony Busby. No, Dick Busby. Forgive me. I don't know who Tony is.
Well, how was it spelled? B-U-Z-B-E-E?
No, B-U-S-B-Y. They had a huge turtle that escaped, and they found it like 3 weeks later, and it was only like 200 yards away.
By the way, Tony Busby is the attorney who's representing 120 of the alleged Diddy victims, and he is now making a name for himself. Here is the latest revelation. Busby claims he sent letters to a bunch of A-list celebrities. By the way, if he does spell it B-U-Z-B-E-E, I think he's hinky.
I think that's
really hinky.
That's not a real name.
Here is the latest revelation. Busby claims he sent letters to a bunch of A-list celebrities who have at least some knowledge of Diddy's freak-offs in order to resolve matters privately.
Oh, dear.
And he says some of these celebrities, people we would all recognize, have already settled just to keep their names out of the press.
Lester Holt.
There he is. Yeah. In other Diddy news, his key to Miami Beach is being rescinded. I guess he got a key to the city a while back.
That's stupid.
Did you know that?
That's a fake
Rob, turn
honor.
Your volume up right. a little bit. You're down low again. You're in the background again.
One, so two, three. Mike, that's a fake honor, the key. That shouldn't matter to anybody.
Yeah, but I mean it's still an honor. It's a honorary title that you have there.
Yeah.
In other Diddy news, let's see. ABC is airing a 2020 special called Secret Life of Diddy tomorrow night. You know that's going to be vanilla, right? You know that's going to be nothing,
yeah.
a whole
Especially
bunch of nothing.
Especially if it's 4 years ago, yeah.
And
you were
going to
say something,
yet.
Josh?
Yeah, they haven't released anything yet, so you can't do all these specials because they still have all the names and everything to release.
Yeah, you can do it if you really, really want to exploit it without having any information. And I wouldn't think that national television would ever do that. Not. Thank you.
So
Thank
they're
you
running
very
a
much.
Rerun. It's nothing. They're giving in. They're throwing in a towel. That's all.
Rob Spiewak, they said it wouldn't last. And as usual, they were right.
Oh, dear. Who?
Kanye West and Bianca Censori are reportedly divorcing. After less than 2 years of marriage, could he parade her and her breasts out in public in scantily clad outfits anymore? My God.
Maybe
wow.
that's why the marriage failed. He didn't do it enough. Maybe that's what she likes.
I don't think you would do that on a regular basis if there wasn't part of you that wanted to do that. I don't know if she would be under that level of duress, but I don't put anything by celebrities anymore.
This is true.
You never know, right? Mm-hmm. They got married in December of 2022, but sources say they split up a few weeks ago, and Kanye has supposedly been telling people that he plans to divorce her and move to Tokyo.
What, Mike, when you want to move to Tokyo or at least visit, you could visit him there.
I could go see Kanye and see how he's doing. Yeah, he's actually been seen in Tokyo recently. At first, she was with him, but when she's been spotted in public over the last few weeks, she's been solo.
Mike, so, his wife was not going with him.
Yeah, so I guess, you know what? The thing about Japan, don't they go even more crazy about celebrities over in Japan than they do in the United States?
It's a very celebrity-driven culture.
Here's a name from the past and a famous name, the Houston family, which seems like they have lost so many people over the years, but this is
Walter,
an age-appropriate
John,
loss. Sissy Houston.
Oh,
no,
that
I'm talking
Houston.
About the Whitney Houston family.
Okay.
Sissy Houston, I think we got a window into the way his brain works. Houston.
When you talk
the
about
the African queen or John Walter Houston?
Walter Houston begat John Houston, begat Angelica Houston.
Right.
And I think she has a daughter that's acting. So when you said
she would
Houston
be in her
80s family,
probably now.
Yes, but Mike, she looks great.
Sissy Houston is a Grammy Award winner who built a successful career as a backup vocalist and gospel singer before helping launch her daughter Whitney to even greater fame. She died on October 7th at her home in New Jersey. She was 91 years old. You know, that is that's a tough life. You have that amazing meteoric success with your daughter, and then you watch it all crumble because of drug abuse. And Sissy had Alzheimer's. Her daughter-in-law, Pat Houston, told the Associated Press, which did not report the city where she died. And if she died a few days ago, they obviously kept that on the down low.
I think it is a cousin, when you talk about the Houston family, I think a cousin was in the Sweet Inspirations, who had a hit record in 1970, but also was Elvis's female backup group.
I have a memory. I don't know if you were with me at the time when we were going through the airport, and I think it might have been Vegas. I'm not sure. Remember when they shut down that store?
It was Dallas on the way to Vegas.
And Bobby Brown and Whitney Houston were shopping in like a Bed Bath & Beyond or one of those soap stores that they have, and they shut the whole thing down. And there was just this this crowd scene right outside the store with everybody staring at Bobby Brown and Whitney Houston.
They literally had the chain link thing down while they were shopping in there. It was crazy.
You know, to me, that's where you go wrong. When you are a celebrity that allows yourself to be treated like that, I think it causes issues. Because if you are so out of touch with reality that you are not considering how that looks to the general public, which is bad when you're
very
like,
bad.
Oh, we're so special, no one else can come in while we're shopping in there.
Right.
You know, when you give up the reins of your private persona because you've reached that level of celebrity, I think there are ways that you... what am I hearing? Boy, I just heard some... Is that... Hello? Hello? Boy, I just heard something crash. I don't know... It's me. I think it's me. Hold on just a second.
We can hear you okay. Can you hear us?
Yeah. All right. Josh, everything sounded good up there? I just heard
something. Yeah, everything sounded good.
And anyway, when you achieve that level of celebrity, I think you have to handle it in a way that maintains your privacy and avoids making you look like an a-hole, which anybody that's going to shop in
be
a
like Elvis
store.
Did, Mike, when he really was into buying jewelry. He used to fly a jeweler with him on his tour so he could buy jewels 24 hours a day.
Right.
That doesn't inconvenience anybody. And by the way,
he should have just used the internet.
It wasn't a thing. Jewels.ru. There wasn't, Mike, it was Sissy Houston who sang with Elvis for a short amount of time. I actually got that wrong.
It's interesting, and we'll see what happens with the West family. A very old rock. Or rather, what's inside of it might force scientists to rewrite what we know about the evolution of life on Earth. As detailed in a new study published in the Journal of Microbial Ecology, scientists discovered living microbes sealed inside a 2-billion-year-old stone.
Wow.
This is the oldest example of living microbes being found within ancient rock so far discovered. According to a press release, this is what they say. We didn't know if 2-billion-year-old rocks were habitable, said the study author Yohei Suzuki, there's Japan again,
yeah,
rearing its ugly head.
Mike, I think, I think you have an agenda today.
Oh, he's a graduate, a professor, an associate professor at the Graduate School of Science at the University of Tokyo. Mm. He said in a statement, until now, the oldest geological layer in which living microorganisms had been found was a 100-million-year-old deposit beneath the ocean floor. So this is a very exciting discovery.
Mike, actually, did they mention the second oldest microbe found?
What's that?
It was Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford. Actually, there was inside the 2-billion-year-old rock was a picture of Pat Sajak. We both got our old guys. There you go. Finally today,
yes.
More than one in five iPhone users admit they look down on people with Androids. 22% admit they think less of someone if they see a green text bubble come through. And 23% claim they'd never date an Android user. Here are a few more quick stats on American iPhone-Android divide. Most people with Androids are aware iPhone fans are judging them for it.
Yeah.
I probably am. 52% say they've been teased or made fun of by an iPhone user before.
Sure.
21% of iPhone users admit they've excluded someone from a group chat because the person had an Android. 42% of iPhone users have used a separate third-party messaging program like WhatsApp to accommodate their pathetic Android-using friends. 30% of Android users have thought about getting an iPhone just to stop their peer pressure. And if you use a flip phone by any chance,
yeah,
you will never have sex again. That was the scientific study that I was paying attention to.
I have, Mike, been on big group threads where I see the green bubble pop up and I try to figure out who has it. Because it ruins it for, Mike, it ruins it for everybody.
Right. The iPhone is, my son was reminding me for months that you get one with the new service where with T-Mobile for free, you can get a free upgrade.
Yeah.
It's really frustrating when your kid's right and he comes home with a better phone than I do.
Yeah. That sucks.
All right, we will take a break, and we will come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. Carrie doesn't care. That's what Rob said. So
that's true.
We'll do when we come back. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
You came in here today, and apparently you have an... Is this your anniversary? Always seems like you have an anniversary of some kind. I'm just curious.
Well, no, I mean, that's...
Is today
that's
your anniversary?
Fair. No, October 12th,
it's
Mike.
It's totally fair. It's completely 28
fair. 28 years. It will be 28 years. And also, it's a big day in the family, because October 12th also would have been my grandfather Big Daddy's 110th birthday.
That's when you feel old, when you start dating the people that have passed, and you realize how old they would have been. It's incredible.
So it's been a long time. You were at that wedding. It was a good wedding. My wedding was a good wedding.
Wonderful wedding. Absolutely delightful. Yes.
And we partied, we danced, we had drinks, and it was great. I remember the day very well. Well, I called Carrie yesterday.
Now, when you say that, is that a little passive-aggressive dig at your wife right there?
I'll let you decide as the story unfurls. Mike.
No, I need you to call it. Are you kind of frustrated that she doesn't remember anything about your wedding?
Well, no, I'm sure she remembers the wedding, but I think the first thing you'd want to commit to memory is the date of the wedding,
and
October 12th, 1996.
If there's someone that in a heterosexual marriage, if there's someone that forgets, it's usually the dude.
Yeah, Mike, experience. But as you've always said, someday I will make someone a wonderful wife, and mm-hmm. I think I have. So tomorrow, I'll tease this, tomorrow we have a great friend of the show and a very, very funny man. Adam Ferreira is coming on to join us tomorrow because he's playing this weekend at Magoobies in Timonium, Maryland.
Magoobies Joke House.
And he wanted to promote it. And I said, you know what? That's my anniversary. Carrie likes a good comic. Timonium is a little bit of a drive, but we do. So I bought two tickets. I said, you want to go to a show Saturday night? She said, yes. So I bought two tickets to see Adam. And then last night at dinner, she says, well, Robert's coming home this weekend. I said, oh, that's great. Does he want a ticket to the comedy show? And she says, oh.
Did you ask that or did she ask that?
I asked that because she said, oh, I hadn't thought of that. And I said, well, I just asked you like 7 hours ago if you wanted to go. And you said, oh, yes. And I thought it might be nice for our anniversary. And she says, oh, yeah, it is our anniversary. And she says, I'll talk to Robert and see if he wants to go. But it never clicked in. I mean, I didn't think I'd have to say, do you want to go out this Saturday night for our anniversary? I thought it was sort of understood.
So let me see if I've got this straight. You're planning a lovely night out for your anniversary.
Yeah.
Going to a comedy show with our friend Adam Ferrar, who's a very funny guy, great stand-up, been doing it for a long time, wonderful actor, wonderful comedian. And then she lays on you the fact that your son is coming home this weekend.
Yeah, and it's like, well, do you think he'd like to... I said to her almost unknowingly, I said, do you think he'd like to come to the show with us? And then she just clicked in. She said, oh, yeah, I forgot about that. I said, it's our anniversary. She says, oh, yeah, it is. And I'll see if Robert has any other plans. And so she texted him, and because he's 22, he doesn't text back, but I'll have to find out. So we might be celebrating our anniversary with our son. That's it. It just seemed like she doesn't. It wasn't.
Josh, do you think he might be a little oversensitive?
I think you might be a little oversensitive. I think maybe she got excited that the 22-year-old's coming home and maybe to spend some time with him. I assume he's coming home not to hang out with mom and dad.
Well, you know, he does like to be around the house. He likes to do laundry because it saves quarters here.
Right. He probably needs some toilet paper and
stuff like
some
that.
Sodas.
Yeah.
And,
but I would think that, you know, when you see that 12th and she wrote it on her calendar. She knows that it's our anniversary. It didn't click in, like it's not a priority. So
now,
I don't know. Maybe am I being a little oversensitive? Maybe. Maybe
well,
I am.
I got a question from back at the beginning of this planning.
All right.
Did you buy these tickets or are you guest list?
No, I bought them. I paid cash money for them.
Wow.
And not only tickets.
Okay.
First class tickets. First, you know.
What are first class tickets?
They're $5 extra. They guarantee seating on the first level.
Okay.
So,
yeah. All right.
I didn't exactly cheap out.
I thought McGoobie's was a little like basement joke house.
I don't know.
I've never been.
I've never been, but I did. On their website, you could get standard tickets or preferred tickets. And I said,
okay.
You know what? 28 years of anniversary only comes, you know, once in a while. By the way, Mike, do you know what the traditional gift for the 28th anniversary is?
So
it's an orchid.
That's like also what you give people in a casket.
Exactly. So I'm not going to do that. I don't think that's a good thing.
Did she indicate any time prior to this, were there any conversations about anniversary at all by her? Did she bring it up at any point?
No, she did write it on the white erasable whiteboard calendar on our refrigerator.
You hear that, Josh?
Yeah, I've been hearing it.
It's him. It's been him the whole time.
It's a cord issue. It's when you're moving around.
It's a cord issue. I knew it.
What do you mean? I heard nothing.
Do you not hear that?
No,
do you
I
not
don't.
Hear that?
Mike,
no,
if
for
I had heard it.
For the love of God, are you deaf?
Do you think if I heard it, I would say I didn't hear it? No, I haven't touched a thing. If I'm causing some sort of distress on the audio feed, I apologize.
We will work on it after the show.
Absolutely. We'll fix it.
Yeah, we'll fix it. We'll take care of it. There is definitely something when you move around. There's some clicking and static.
Okay, my apologies. It's not coming in on my side. That's all I'm saying. I'm not hearing it, and I'm not deaf, Mike. I have documents to show it. And also, why kick a man when he's down? His wife doesn't even care that the anniversary is coming. 28, the orchid anniversary, Mike, means nothing. Nothing to her at all. Thank you.
Well, let's see.
Am I too sensitive?
She's got until Saturday to show that it means something.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that Rob and Carrie are like Carl and I, and we're moving into this zone right now. And I think you'll agree with me, but I'm not sure.
All right.
When it comes to your son, and I don't think this is diminishing your love for one another or the romantic element there. It is far more satisfying for Carl and I to go out for a specialty night with our son than it is just the two of us now. We love having him around. We love sharing things like that.
Oh, well, I've been in that space for a long time.
If we're doing something that we really want, if we want to go to a party or we want to go to the bad place or something, that's a different story. And we also have many, many times that we want to be free of our son. But milestone events are usually, I take it you wouldn't mind having your son along, right?
Oh, I don't mind it. I just wish that it had been part of her thought process when I invited her to go to the show. I don't know. I just think that it's not a priority on her mind.
When,
and, you know,
when did Robert decide to come home?
I think she found out after I asked her to the comedy show. But you know what? I can't give you a...
Robert's driving up now from Virginia, bringing some new cables up to Rob's studio.
That's funny.
We'll take a break, and we will come back with more fun and more thrills. You, ladies and gentlemen, are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Let's start today with a very interesting piece of video, ladies and gentlemen. This is kind of sweet. And it's long, but I liked it. And I think in these difficult times, who doesn't want a little romance between two teachers? And these are fifth graders, and my son is a fifth grader. Take a look at this and see what the romance is all about. I think this is super
sweet.
Please,
eyes up here. Before,
this goes on for a while.
Before Mrs. Dudley talks, okay?
Mrs. Dudley.
I think it's about time we've addressed something, okay? Raise your hand if you have heard a rumor about Miss Barker and I.
They're all raising their hands.
Okay.
Oh, shut up,
hands
kids.
Down.
Hands down, fifth graders.
Who's the little voices. One? Raise your hand. Who can say what that rumor is? Emily, what's that rumor?
You guys are
dating. Okay. There is a rumor. There is a rumor going around that Miss Barker and I are dating.
Are dating.
It's about time that we address that, I think, because I had a couple kids come up to me at recess today and was talking about it. Okay.
We're talking about
it. The answer is, yes, we are dating.
Oh, the cast room goes wild.
Fifth grade is a perfect age for that.
Now, the other teacher doesn't seem to really track with what's going on.
Quiet!
Fifth graders.
Josh, sorry for the captions. You know I hate them, and you hate them too.
It's the world.
We're a little bit more than dating. I love the reaction on the teacher's face. The lady with the gray hair.
And quiet, please.
She's not expecting this. Shut up, kids.
God.
A little bit more than dating, because I am completely in love with her.
I love that they're doing this in front of the kids.
I know, it's great.
She's got her hand over her mouth. Quiet, kids.
Quiet, please.
Kids.
Shut up.
Quiet. I was wondering if Miss Barker would like to become Mrs. Cypher.
He gets down on a knee. Teacher's going down on the knee. Miss Barker has said yes, and the hug ensues. Doesn't that take your mind off all your problems? Audio cables, hurricanes, all that good stuff. Isn't that sweet? All right, I can't stand it anymore. You can turn it off.
Oh, God, I just thought that was ever that loud.
Yeah, fifth graders are that loud. And the best news of all, these guys are invited to the wedding. Check
great.
It out. They're excited as well. Check it out.
Will they sit on the bride's side or the groom's side?
My video is very unusual. Just things that I curate.
You
the
tell
mind
a story,
of me.
Mike, I think.
Yeah.
I do. Yeah.
Last night, of course, the Chiefs won, as usual.
They always
But
do.
There is nothing in football like a big man making an interception and trying to run as fast as he can. The thing about it is, normally, if you see it with a lineman, you're like, oh, he has trouble. This guy is an inspiration to all guys with a belly. This gentleman's name is Kalen Saunders. He plays for your New Orleans Saints. And check out a very rare miscue between Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes. Take a look at this right now.
Smith-Schuster.
There he goes.
He is.
Look at him.
Saunders.
Go, baby. Go, baby. And then he breaks a tackle.
Colin Rumblin. And out across the 35. And his brother Cameron's got to be
pumped. Hope springs eternal. They lost.
He made the hit on Kelce.
But he'll never forget that evening. And, Mike, that looked like a townhouse getting an interception.
Fantastic when stuff like that happens. I love this. How about a little Halloween fun? Are you in the spirit of Halloween?
Sure,
yet? We have the costumes for our other show.
Spooky
right?
season, as the kids say.
Let's take a look at some Halloween fun, okay?
All right.
Take it out. Take a look
at this. Like a Spanish, like a Puerto Rican in his hair. I felt Puerto Rican. Y'all know I love me some Puerto Rican. I felt Puerto Rican in this. Rican.
That's a horrifying clown outfit.
Now the wig comes on from Pennywise.
Oh. Selena wasn't Puerto Rican.
No.
Selena wasn't Puerto Rican. She's Mexican.
He moves on, yeah.
Very odd. Very, Mike, very strange, yeah.
There is a weird little dark corner in your brain, and it's really dark, and
yes.
That's from there. That is from there.
Anytime I see a clip.
A cheerful
from,
From it. Mike,
Rob,
as he's that guy said last week, he's from that movie, Pennywise.
Pennywise. Listen to me. We all know Rob's history with alcohol, all right?
Hmm.
There's a podcast out there, The Two Bears, with Tom Segura and Bert Kreischer. Bert Kreischer is an extremely good stand-up comedian. He's a very funny man. I'd love to get him on the podcast sometimes. You've talked extensively about alcohol.
Yeah.
And Bert takes on a kind of a different point of view.
All right.
These are his thoughts on alcohol.
I'll never quit drinking. Mm. I will never quit drinking. I will always make sure that I can keep my body healthy enough so that I can always drink. I love seeing a sunrise with a cocktail, seeing a sunset with a cocktail, having friends walk into your house with a bottle of wine, getting on a plane. Can I get you something? Double Jack on the rocks, lots of rocks. I love the moment someone says, hey, we should get a drink, and you're not supposed to. That feeling, it's like a first kiss. You don't get that first kiss kisses when you're married. You get to have those first drinks. At a brunch, someone goes, should we do mimosas? And then the waiter goes, actually, we have bottomless mimosas. And you're like, this is going to be the best day ever.
There it is.
Mike,
a little different perspective on that.
It's not totally untrue.
Yeah. He's also a younger man than me or you. So, we'll wait to see. Sometimes that gets modified after a while. You never really know.
This is true. Yeah.
You know, you ride that pony. Sometimes it turns around, bites you right in the ass. We will take a break and have some more beautiful video from Mr. Rob Spiewak right after this, ladies and gentlemen. Take it away, Rob.
Mike, you know, I think it's fun to sometimes find a great celebrity, someone you really admire, someone you want to keep up on and follow them on Instagram, especially when his presentation is so cheerful. So this is how I like to start every day.
Hi, this is Neil Sedaka. And before I wrote Breaking Up Is Hard to Do, I loved a record by the Showmen called It Will Stand. It takes fine soul music coming deeper from the heart of man.
How old is he now?
He is 180.
180 years old, still
but
getting
the
it done.
But the thing is, if you follow Neil Sedaka, I'd say he's concurrent with Frankie Valli.
Could you explain to the listeners that might not know just who Neil Sedaka is?
He was a hit machine in the 1950s who kind of invented, along with Buddy Holly, multi-tracking singing with himself. So he was engineerically minded, but also a great writer. And then he was very inspirational to Elton John when Elton John was in his formative
years. What was his biggest hit? What was Neil Sedaka's biggest hit?
Breaking Up Is Hard to Do.
Breaking Up Is Hard to Do.
He charted with it twice because he did a slow version in the 1970s.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, that was produced by Elton John. But it's funny that he's still getting it done, and he's certainly more lifelike than his compatriot Frankie Valli.
He is 85 years old.
God bless him. 85 years young. Fantastic.
And producing his own social media.
That's wonderful. I love
just
that.
Just set it on the piano and 3, 2, 1. Hi.
It's hard to do.
Do you ever see the guy on TikTok that would pretend to be the barefoot Contessa Ina Garten? And it was obviously a man.
I believe I have a long time ago. I haven't seen him recently. So and I know the guy you're talking about.
His shtick was simple. He'd put on a chambray denim shirt and an Ina Garten wig and just do a fake recipe. Well, he's picked up something new, and this is mostly for our video viewers. He's being Reba McEntire from her show Open, and he says that, according to this, all she does is one face. So please enjoy his tribute.
Hey, everybody, this is Reba McEntire.
To Reba McEntire, Mike. Same face every time.
Reba. Reba be like. Reba.
Reba being spray paint with a template.
Hey, now, everybody, this is Reba McEntire.
My mom swears it's not a bad sitcom. I've never
I think it's time to ask you about your obsession with Reba McEntire.
Go ahead.
What is the cocktail that makes Reba so special to you, Rob Spiewak?
I think she is not unattractive. I think she is a great singer, and I think
she's this is Reba McEntire.
A great personality, and she's sort of the anti Luke Bryan.
So this is all positive on your end.
She is a great spokesman for the brand of country music, I think.
Okay, very good.
But I also think that sometimes limitations show, and sometimes they show in the form of that video.
Okay, got it.
Mike, Sunday Night Football was Cowboys and Pittsburgh. Cowboys won. I'm sorry I didn't get to this yesterday, but I thought this was cringingly wonderful where they got actual players from the Cowboys and the Steelers to sing the theme song to Sunday Night Football, except can you call it singing?
No day here we go. For Sunday night. All right, what a night is finally here.
Sunday Night Football's kicking in the high gear.
The stars have arrived. Come on and let's chip.
Hey, Jack, it's a fact the show's back in town.
Cowboys and Steelers in a Week 5 showdown.
The stadium is rocking. Time to crank up the sound.
The NFL's best have come to play. Close to close, there's just one thing left to say. A.
Love their reading.
Yeah.
For Sunday night.
Right. The tough get rough in a primetime fight.
More than a game, it's every fan's right.
Waiting all day for Sunday night.
Now you see, when I watch that, I know that after they win, the Cowboys are probably flying home on their plane, watching that and saying how much we killed it. And then there's the Pittsburgh players that are saying, why the hell did we do that?
So if you're a football fan in America, ladies and gentlemen, just to keep track of the weekend scores, both the Cowboys and the Chiefs won their games this past weekend.
So did the Commanders, Mike, because they're going to
the bowl. And the Commanders may, in fact, be the real deal.
Mm-hmm.
Shedding the poison of that ownership has resulted in a rather efficiently run organization. I couldn't be happier for the Commanders. It makes the NFC East more fun.
They play the Ravens next week.
That's going to be an interesting game. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And Mike, would you say that the Commanders have had a rebirth?
I really do. I think one a Reba birth.
No, that's not where I'm going.
Hey, everybody, this is Reba McEntire.
If you complete the game Tetris, it's called a rebirth. When you complete it, you get to the end of the game, and it's finally been done. Okay. A 16-year-old kid did it. Here he is when he achieves the rebirth, playing Tetris on the gaming app Twitch, where people just watch you play video games. So many, many people are tuned in to watch this historic moment. Isn't it engaging?
5, 6, 7.
Rebirth.
8, 9. Oh, my God. What? 10, 11, 12. Oh, my God, Ash, that was going to end at 254. I just messed it up. All the ore is gone now. It's all
still
gone.
Still a great game.
It's all gone.
Oh, it's the best game.
That's crazy. It's all gone, bro.
History's about to be made.
It's actually all gone, bro. Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god!
He did it!
Oh my god! Oh my god!
Sounds like Michael's room.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
I've heard that from the gaming room.
Oh my god!
Actually, the last time that guy made that sound is when he saw a woman's leg.
There you go. Oh my god! You should see what it looks like from out here.
And you don't know who held the record before him.
Hi, let me see. This is Neil Sedaka.
It's Neil Sedaka. There it is.
Let's close with this, Mike. You said you're excited that it's spooky season.
Yes, very much so.
And I think this will really, if this doesn't put you in the Halloween season, I don't know what will.
This is my buddy, Mr. Pumpkinhead. He is an incredible friend, especially this time of year.
Gary
Halloween! Love you, Pumpkin.
So that's Gary Busey.
That is a scary man under any circumstances.
That looked like a blindfolded 2-year-old made that jack-o'-lantern.
Yeah, and I will also tell you, when the jack-o'-lantern is less scary than the guy that's holding it, then you know you got something. That's
he
the way
should
that
wear
goes.
It on his head.
Thank you all for tuning in. We will check in with you again tomorrow with another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. I'll have an update on where the cone is going. And I got news for you, folks. It ain't an ice cream cone. That's for sure. For Josh Soroka and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying, so long, everybody.
Be safe out there, folks.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Sabrina, don't just stare at it. Eat it.